Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Anderson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, John Anderson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi strikes out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. John Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemus hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman bunts towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hillman moves to second. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Hillman moves to third. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Post hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Ashburn throws the ball into Jones, who tags Thompson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hillman bunts towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Hemus covering, for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0-for-2 in the game. Bausch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for John Anderson. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to third. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Lopatin now catching. Jack Sanford now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ashburn moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Hillman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hillman. Ashburn moves to third. Hemus moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Post hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ashburn scores. Hemus scores. Anderson moves to third. It's 3-2, Phillies. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bauschi is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Post scores. It's 5-2, Phillies. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Jones moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is walked intentionally. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Walls reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walls scores. It's 5-3, Phillies. Kurt Simmons now pitching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.